Hello and welcome to the special audio commentary of A Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm Jason Charlie Brown Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson. You're welcome. This was my idea.
That's right. Ashley thought it would be fun if we did a special Christmassy time audio commentary for the month of December. And why this? Of all the Christmas things you could have picked, why this?
Because this is the best one.
Is it also short?
Unequivocally. It's not necessarily because it was
like
short.
Like 21 minutes long.
But we did a longish one with the Winter Soldier. So, yeah, we're busy at holiday time. Why not? But this is truly, of all the classic Christmas specials, this is my favorite.
This is directed by Bill Melendez, who I've never known that before. This came out in 1965. That's the insane. This Charlie Brown Christmas special is older than Star Trek.
Wow.
Older than Star Trek. That's insane.
It's also older than both of us.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing about this is that this special has won an Emmy and a Peabody Award. And this is revered as one of the best Christmas things ever. You are correct on that. And one of the things that makes it very unique is they actually used real children for the voices.
I actually think that is part of the charm, because there are some lines where it straight up just sounds like a little kid reading.
Yes.
Like when Linus recites the passage from the Bible toward the end.
Don't spoil
this.
It.
I mean, come on. It's very sweet, and it is very like, and then an angel said unto Gabriel. We also, we didn't pick this for any particular religious overtones. It just happens to be a Christian holiday special.
Yeah, so what? There's nothing wrong with that.
I just don't want to offend any of our listeners who might not be into Jesus.
Well, we don't want to offend our ones who might be.
I know, I'm trying to cover all my bases as politely
as
possible.
Yeah, I just think this is a good Christmas special. Who, you know, if you celebrate Hanukkah, you celebrate Ramadan, you celebrate Kwanzaa, you know, hopefully you get something out of this as well.
Yeah.
But if you don't celebrate those and you celebrate Christmas like Charlie Brown, then welcome as well.
Yes.
This is for everybody.
That's right. Peanuts are for everyone.
That's right. Peanuts are for everybody, and they're great when you have chocolate on top of them. So, A Charlie Brown Christmas, we are watching this through Amazon Prime. We have bought this through Amazon Prime, so we're watching the digital file. I don't know how you can watch it, but anyways, here we go. We have the button right on play, and if I remember right, this drops in hard. Like, it just, boom, right there. You're right on top of that lake. So I'm going to be hitting play in 3, 2, 1, and play is pressed. And Amazon is thinking. And there it is. There's the lake.
Here we are on the lake.
The snowy lake. And the classic. What's one of the things about the special? The music is so good.
I had this soundtrack for a long time growing up.
You know, the thing I like about this, what are those little things on drums? They're not drumsticks, but it's where it's like a brush.
They're called brushes, I believe.
Are they called? Yeah. It's like,
yes. Yep.
I love that you can hear that in this music.
I had a puzzle also as a child of them skating on the lake.
What? I never noticed the background was purple. The sky is purple as Charlie Brown and Linus walk out.
Oh, Linus is my single favorite peanut. Jason, who's your favorite peanut?
Snoopy.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, Snoopy as the flying World War One ace is my favorite peanut.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, yeah, it's Snoopy for me. It's 100% Snoopy. With the second being Woodstock. I don't like any of the kids.
What?
If I like any of the kids, I actually think the one I like the most is Schroeder.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Schroeder the best.
Schroeder's my second favorite peanut. Yeah.
With a fourth place going to Spike.
I don't like any Snoopy siblings.
Look, Spike is a gem.
He's fine. Look at their janky old skates. Charlie Brown.
Now, the interesting thing is that, again, I don't know whether this is an HD or not. I'm looking at Charlie Brown looking at Linus right now, and you can see that there's like sort of a rough edge around him, which kind of looks like it's the actual like pen or pencil mark. Like, you can actually
see
the animation.
You can see pencil marks on here, yeah.
Like, Snoopy right now, he's skating around, and he's blue.
Yeah.
Like, he's almost transparent, because, again...
But if you look at his mouth, you can see the pencil marks when his expression changes.
But it's, again, because, like, you know, like, animation works. Like, they are just on top of a background.
Yeah.
That is still, and the animation is moving on top of that.
It's just different see-through layers.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my God! Snoopy's such a jerk.
I love when Snoopy drags.
Charlie Brown would be dead. He just got strangled.
Also, this is when Snoopy was skinny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Snoopy plumps up as the years go by, kind of like Garfield.
Kind of like real dogs.
Yep. We're inside this very purple house with Charlie Brown. Wow.
Look at those curtains.
So
he's also
snow.
Got an ear flap hat.
Let me ask you this.
The ear flaps are tied up.
Because I don't know the answer to this. And if there is an answer, I've never known this. Where is Peanut set? Like, what town are they in?
I believe it's in Minnesota because that's where Charles Schulz lived. Yeah, but I don't know if we ever learned.
I always weirdly just thought Indiana for some reason.
Well, I know absolutely nothing about Indiana, so you could be right. I don't think it's ever explicitly stated.
No.
Here we have Violet. She's a real jerk.
Charlie Brown's a voice actor, the voice kid. It's kind of like his, I love Pigpen, the dirty kid.
You don't think Pigpen is like problematic by modern standards because he's making fun of...
How is Snoopy eating these bones? He's a human garbage disposal.
He's got, look at those teeth. He's got little sharp teeth. What is Snoopy reading? Which section of the paper is he reading?
The stock market.
Okay.
Snoopy is a great investor. Brown girl?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know she's got a name.
As I was saying, the Charlie Brown voice actor kind of sounds like his microphone is not as good as ever. Some of these actors are very muffled and some of them are very clear.
You can definitely tell, as with most animation, that no one is in the same room.
Well, of course. Of course not.
Yeah, Schroeder. None of them have mittens on.
None of them
Charlie
can hit this
Brown's
can.
Ear flaps are not down. Lucy has bare legs.
I don't remember them hitting this can. I don't remember this scene. Oh yeah, Linus can do it if he uses the blanket.
He does his little David slingshot at Goliath move there.
That blanket would be so dirty, him dragging around everywhere.
It would be disgusting. Maybe I'll make it into a sport coat. I love Lucy.
The psychiatric help. This is such a thing that is so... That is so Peanuts. No other person would think that children would be this neurotic.
The Peanuts comic strip is credited with being the first comic strip to use the word neurotic, and Linus says it in comic culture.
Interesting. The colors are much more vibrant, and this might be the thing because we bought the Amazon digital version. Their colors are so much more vibrant than I ever remember.
There's
them
a lot more X-Men pink and purple in this than I remember there being. I love the sound of nickels, 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 nickels.
Oh, such a simpler time, 1965.
How much do you think a nickel would have been worth? What's the inflation on a nickel?
You know, you could actually probably
Google
it.
What year is it, 1965?
1965. Oh,
look, you can see the pencils on the other shot. You could see the pencils under the sign.
Yeah. I bet if you Google how much is...
Inflation.
If you just Google...
Nope.
How much was a nickel worth? How much was a 1965 nickel worth now?
No. Enter the amount of money. 0.05. Enter the initial year. 1965.
This is probably the first cartoon in history that ever gave out all these agoraphobias or phobias. I mean, I don't know why I said agoraphobias. That's dumb.
Oh, I can only do up to 2017 inflation.
I think we're fine. I think we're fine on this.
A nickel would have cost 40 cents. So there you go.
You mean a nickel now would have been worth 40 cents then?
No, so
or 40 cents now
if this were
then.
Modern, it would cost 40 cents instead of a nickel after inflation. That's the equivalent.
Jesus.
So she's still really lowballing herself because I think a shrink in LA makes like $1.25 an hour.
Economy's in the toilet.
Well,
inflation sucks. I'm blaming Peanuts for our stagnant wages. Thanks, Peanuts.
Oh, yeah. Lucy always trying to make out with Charlie Brown.
Do you think Lucy likes Charlie Brown?
Absolutely. 100%.
Does Charlie Brown marry Lucy?
Yes.
When they grow up? Yes. Yep. There goes Snoopy, the best, the star. The star.
But Charlie Brown...
Because Charlie Brown never leaves home. Like, he stays in that town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he becomes a barber just like his dad.
Yeah. But I think Charlie Brown... before they get married, finally has this tryst with the redheaded girl.
No, I don't believe
not
that at all.
Not the same redheaded, but a redheaded girl.
Well, sure.
Oh, this is Snoopy's
Those Snoopy's
Griswold
ultimate
sequence.
Yeah, Snoopy's.
Do you like the idea that Snoopy, look, he's got plans, that Snoopy lives in a TARDIS and then he's got all that fine art underneath
it? 100% believe that Snoopy lives in a TARDIS, that which is a joke from Scooby-Doo, The Adventures of Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Or The Adventures. There's a cartoon in the early 90s, late 80s, where they all the Scooby-Doo kids were actually Peanuts age. And there is an episode.
A pup named Scooby-Doo.
A pup named Scooby-Doo. Thank
that
you. And they go.
Series.
Is
was
great,
awesome.
Is great. And they go inside Scooby-Doo's house and it's like a mansion inside.
Yeah.
Yes. Snoopy's house as a TARDIS.
Look, you can see the shadow on Sally.
Yeah, Sally's animation is a little bit off. Her frames are off a little bit.
Sally is the peanut I hate the most.
Why? Do you
she's
not like
annoying.
Little sisters?
Annoying.
Well, little sisters are annoying.
Look, I've never had a little sister.
Doesn't
never.
She call Linus her great Papu?
My sweet Babu.
Sweet Babu. That's
yeah, because
right.
She's in love with Linus. My sweet Babu. In the comics, when she's born, she becomes 5 years old over the span of like three. She's alive for like three comic strips. Mm-hmm. And then she's... you know, of equivalent age to most of the rest of the characters.
Well, it's just like Rerun. Rerun Linus'
you know
little
Rerun
brother.
Rerun doesn't exist if you ask.
No, Rerun totally
sucks.
Exists.
There's also a really funny comic strip where...
Now, this is the greatest, the dancing scene.
I had a puzzle of this, too. There's a couple sequences where it's like the day after Sally's born and Charlie Brown goes and tells all of his friends. So he's like hanging out at Schroeder's house on the piano and Schroeder was like, oh, was she born at this hospital? And Charlie Brown's like, no, she was born at the other hospital. And Schroeder's like, if she was born at this hospital, she would have received the complete works of Beethoven. And I was like, was that a thing that people gave out in 1965 if you had a baby?
I mean, it's always been the thing that if you listen to classical music, your baby's supposed to be smarter.
Now you can buy special headphones to go on your belly that will like pump it right inside. Snoopy's the only one booing. Snoopy's our jerk, man.
You know, I will say that Snoopy is a jerk, but I also like that in the more modern Peanuts movie that Snoopy is a jerk, but yet they are good best friends. Like, Snoopy is a jerk to him, but at the end of the movie, Snoopy loves him.
Rita in the background with her red curly hair, they didn't color the top of her head, so she looks like she's bald.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jason and I went to see the modern Peanuts movie, and I think it's delightful, and I was surprised that it wasn't as well received.
I've considered buying it on Blu-ray.
Oh. We also saw it with a bunch of tiny humans.
They loved
who were
it.
Sitting several rows in front of us, so they seemed
it.
To have a great
We'll never
time.
Get a sequel to it, and that sucks. I wish we would.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's enjoyed. Of course, Snoopy's lead guitar. Come on. It's funny. I've seen this created in live action.
Oh, really?
Where people do the dances.
Oh,
like,
man.
And it is magnificent to see real people do these
I'm
dances.
I'm Googling that right now. Yeah, yeah. I want to see this. I would be like Shermie we just saw with the green shirt. That would be my dance move. Violet is just like punching stuff.
Is that the one in the green dress?
Yeah.
It looks like she's doing the Macarena.
Now
and then who's in the back like doing like sort of the shopping cart?
that's Shermie.
Oh, Shermie. Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many Peanuts kids.
There are something like 50 Peanuts characters.
Sure.
There's a character named Five. His name is just the number.
Who's Five?
Five is a later Peanuts character who's introduced in the late 70s.
Okay.
He moves to town. He's a new kid. He's the fifth child in his family. They're all named after the number that they were born in. And their last name is their zip code before they move to this.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Before they move to this town.
I need to sometime eventually just read through every Peanuts.
Shermie sounds really wooden.
Yes, Snoopy.
All the animals.
Oh yeah, he does it. He moves here.
Why a penguin, Lucy?
Yep, and Snoopy does not talk.
No, I love the vulture. I love it when he's a vulture and he stalks Lucy. Yep.
And his laugh is amazing. He's like, ha 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 ha.
Oh yeah.
I love how Snoopy looks nothing like a beagle as well.
No. Oh my God. I found a YouTube video of it.
Did you find it and it's the live action people?
Yeah, and they're all photoshopped onto the stage.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
It's deeply eerie.
Yes.
They have the wrong color shirts though.
It's amazing.
Because the guy playing Shermie has a red shirt and Shermie's
got
a green shirt.
Just the fact that he did this. I hope everyone out there is enjoying this commentary. We're not even talking about the thing that we're watching about, but that's why you come here, right?
Here's another stupid blanket. The fifth ridiculous. I like that Linus has a very slight lisp. And they all have unibrows. Lucy's face is my favorite. There's a lot of violence in Peanuts that I forget about.
Like, back in the day, you got smacked across the face. If you didn't do something, then nobody cared.
Oh, my God. In this video where they're doing the live action dance, they've given them all names for the dance moves.
Mm-hmm.
And Violet, the girl who you said was doing the Macarena, they're calling that the self breast exam. And Linus is called the ghost humper.
He's the ghost humper. Well, we'll see it again. So we'll see if he's actually humping a ghost in this.
Oh my god. Feature. It's called the Charlie Brown School of Dance. The guy who's playing Schroeder doesn't have a piano, so he looks real creepy.
I think it's also interesting that Schroeder just played the Peanuts theme there for a second. I believe, and I could be completely wrong, but this is the first time you heard the what we all know as the Peanuts theme. The
I want to agree with you, but I can neither confirm nor deny.
It's like four notes. I could play that on the piano.
Could you?
There's one of the things I could play on the piano. I can play like four things in the piano. That's one of them.
I remember the last song I learned how to play on the piano before I stopped forever.
See, now she's a redheaded girl.
That's Rita.
Why doesn't Charlie go after her? What's going on with this?
Rita's a bitch.
Look, Charlie can't be choosy. He's bald.
Oh my God. Look at how cute Linus is with his little shepherd hat.
You mean with his Charlie Brown? His turban.
Is not bald.
You can say.
He was originally. That little whiff of hair he has was supposed to be his bangs.
Bull. Yeah, he's supposed to have a buzz cut.
He's supposed to be blonde, and it was never colored in. He's not bald. He doesn't have cancer.
He's bald. Charlie's bald.
Snoopy's begging for food.
Well, Snoopy's classic dish. You know, cartoon strip pets all have that same dish. Like Garfield has that dish.
Uh-huh.
With that.
Is that the only other cartoon pet that you can think of?
Heathcliff.
Who's that?
He's basically knockoff Garfield.
Oh.
Marmaduke has that dish.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo is not a cartoon strip.
A comic pet.
Talking about newspaper strips.
Okay.
Why? Lucy's hand here keeps changing the color of her skin.
Yeah. The animation on this, I will say, for how wonderful the comic strip is, the animation is real shoddy.
Sure. But it's still great.
Which is part of the charm, of course. I mean, look at the curtain in the background is drawn with a charcoal pencil. It's not even inked.
I don't know if it's a charcoal pencil, but it's just a pencil. Yeah, there you go, Snoopy. Get to dancing.
And like, there's no background. They're just dancing against pink.
I don't know why they're dancing to the Peanuts theme.
It's a great piece of music. It's a classic. That does it. I also love how, kind of like with The Simpsons, the way they draw little kids, they all have little bellies.
Kids, we all have bellies.
I know.
Kids.
I just think that's so charming. Look, Charlie. 1965, Lucy, we all know Christmas is a big commercial racket.
Yep.
Oh, baby, you don't even know.
In 1965.
Oh, yeah, the tree. They want an aluminum tree.
Yep. Well, because this would have been the height of the fake aluminum metal tree.
Did they make trees out of aluminum, really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother had one.
Do something right for a change, Charlie Brown. Awful. Children are monsters. Me either, Charlie Brown.
It's also interesting when you think about this animated thing that there's only like three pieces of music.
Where are these spotlights?
It's the Christmas tree farm. That's where the spotlights are.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, see?
Wow, that must be a very well-to-do aluminum Christmas tree. Sorry, what were you saying?
I love that sound effect. I don't remember. You were concerned about the spotlights shining in Charlie Brown's
face. This is like rural Minnesota, having never been to
or
Minnesota.
Or Indiana. We don't know yet.
I don't believe that independent aluminum Christmas tree farms can afford giant spotlights.
Look, I'm telling you, in 1965, aluminum Christmas trees were the thing, baby.
I would
love
for one of our patrons to send me a message and let me know.
In Minnesota, if you had the aluminum trees, you were king. King of the town.
Oh my God.
You came into a town in Minnesota with all those aluminum trees. You were chasing tail left and right. Let me tell ya.
How is this tree alive, having been hammered into two wooden boards?
I don't know. Fun fact, when I was working for Rhett and Link for Good Mythical Morning several years ago, one of the sponsors was this kind of rednecky kind of hunting sporting supply group, and they would always ask, like, pick an item in the catalog. They'd send us this giant catalog, and they'd say, pick an item in the catalog and we'll, you know, send it to you. So we would pick all this weird stuff, and then one time, without even asking, they sent us the mock version of this little tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing I asked Rhett and Link for after, because they were just going to throw it out, and I was like, can I have it? And they were like, sure. And that was my Christmas tree even before I met you, Ashley. That was my Christmas tree.
It's still your Christmas tree.
Yep, because it's amazing. Although it will not probably be our Christmas tree this year, as we now have a cat. And the cat will probably destroy it.
Snoopy's going to do his just dance. Just like
Snoopy. I love Snoopy dancing on this.
Piano?
Yep.
Where are these accompanying drums coming from?
His amazing...
Now, Jason, do we think Snoopy's a good dancer?
Snoopy is an amazing dancer. Snoopy's so good.
He was just doing the Russian dance.
Snoopy's the best at everything.
Oh, he's embarrassed. Bye, Snoopy. That's so sad. Frillies, public domain. Oh, I love this. This is like one of my all-time favorite penis jokes.
Oh, play Jingle Bells? Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays it amazingly. She's like, no, Jingle Bells. I'm talking about Jingle Bells.
You know. Oh. Wasn't all that? Now he's playing an organ.
Pipe organ. Like, good God.
Oh. Santa Claus. Ho, ho, ho. I love this. That's it.
It's also amazing his tiny, tiny little piano that can even create that much sound.
I love it. In the comic strips, when they do jokes like this, they put the sheet music above their heads.
Yes.
Which to me is a deeply sophisticated joke.
And it's the real.
Assuming that people can read music.
Yeah, it's the real piano music, right?
Yep. Yes, it is. Charlie Brown's face.
Even Snoopy's mad.
Snoopy's mad often.
Yes.
Linus's coat is two different
Look,
oranges.
He is a World War I veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He has puppy PTSD.
You're a hopeless Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless. Oh my God. All the women are so cruel.
Yes, they're very cruel.
Snoopy laughing.
There's Snoopy's laugh.
He's dancing away.
Yep. Linus sucking on his thumb. Linus needs some structure, I'm telling you. That boy, he needs some purpose.
Well, I think Linus probably suffers from a number of mental disorders.
And here's Linus's
little speech,
giant speech. Spotlight, please.
This is so good.
Who's like, manning the spotlight? There's a real piano.
There's a baby grand. But Charles.
Okay, now here's a picture. Is this the church or is this part of the school? Where do you predict?
It's funny because
they never confirm it.
I always think it's the church.
I always thought it was the church too.
But this auditorium looks like a high school auditorium.
Yeah, it looks like a classic like high school auditorium.
I think that because we didn't have religion in school, so to me, like, we never did Christmas
in Canada. Just
in Canada,
clear, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our Christmas plays.
And by the way, as we said in the beginning of our podcast,
things.
We're all for all origin or
we're for,
religions.
We're for all things.
We're for
I'm
all
just,
religions,
I'm just
as
saying,
Ashley was made sure.
I'm just saying. Well, it can be a very divisive
sure.
time as well, and
sure.
I didn't want it to be just because we were doing a Christmas.
We're all here.
Film.
If you're here listening to this, welcome. We love.
We're
you.
We're happy to have you.
We love you.
I just mean, so for me, like, we would have never done the nativity in
sure.
school.
I will tell you, as an American student uh-huh. in a Bible Belt school
mm-hmm.
in the middle of Kansas. We didn't do anything religious like this either.
Yeah.
In my school. We never did.
But I don't know.
We did like a Christmas concert, but...
We did a Christmas play.
But we never played religious songs.
We did a holiday play, but like our holiday play was a bunch of chimney sweeps looking down into people's holiday celebration. So like there was a Kwanzaa
kid. Who are those twins?
And there was,
who are the twins in the purple?
The twins are... They're background characters. I don't think they have names. But they're comic strip characters.
I do love that this poor school in the middle of Indiana/Minnesota has a director's chair.
A hand lettered director's chair.
Like they specifically bought a director's chair.
Him with his little smile is so
yeah,
cute.
It's great. I would love to own an animation frame from this.
Oh man, like I bet they're god awful expensive.
I bet you they're impossible to find.
I love this too, where some of the stars
twinkle.
Are twinkling. Yeah,
yeah. This would have been one of those shows where they just threw all the animation frames
probably.
Out because they were just like, nobody wants this.
I think there were a couple at the Charles Schulz Museum.
Ooh.
Which, by the way, if you're ever up in Santa Rosa, California, is one of the greatest museums I've ever been to.
I wonder if it is okay because of the fires that happened.
They lost a lot of strips actually in the previous
mm-hmm,
fire.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, because Charles Schulz's home burned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Skip away, Charlie Brown. Skip away.
He gets real fast as he goes down this little... Why does he have a weather vane on? Does Snoopy have a weather vane?
Because why not?
First,
I love that Snoopy won.
Well, judging by what we've seen of the rest of the town, he's also the only one who decorated.
Yeah.
So we've seen no other houses with Christmas lights so far.
I love that Charlie Brown just takes a single little red bulb.
This is so sad to me. I've killed it.
Yes, it does, Charlie Brown.
A real existential crisis.
Yes, it does. And then here we go. The children with their God hands, they wave their hands across Snoopy's house and immediately it magically transforms.
Well, Linus puts his blanket around the bottom and that's a big help.
No, but I'm talking about the Bob Fosse magic hands that are going to happen here. These ungodly devil creature children. Here they come. Here they come. Look, it all disappears. How the hell is this happening? This is devil magic. Boom. And suddenly it has leaves.
So you heard it confirmed here. Per Jason and Min, the Peanuts gang are Satanists.
They are Satanists. They're just singing this church song to a fool.
It's Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
I know. It's the same song that they... Well, they sing all like Zion at the end of It's a Wonderful Life. That's correct.
Yeah. If you listen to the album of this, the record, you can hear them all breathing in unison in between each of these verses.
Oh,
which
cool.
I think is why they animated in the breaths. Because it's just these kids huffing and puffing.
To Charlie Brown, the richest man in town.
I don't have your money. It's in Linus's house and Schroeder's piano and Snoopy's doghouse.
Charlie Brown, we gave you a Christmas tree. Here, written by Charles M. Schulz, this was directed by Mel Melendez. And her money's in Lee Mendelssohn's house. And your original score is by Vince Guaraldi, goddammit.
Peter Robbins, thank you for
graphic
your talents.
Graphic blendishment. By the way, we want to give mad shout out to all of these people that are in the credits as the credits are rolling right now. If one of these names are gone from this list, we would not have the classic that we have. This
Absolutely.
Is great. This is a big thing. Lee Mendelssohn, Bill Melendez, great, great job. The end. And I love an old classic.
Scroll sideways and see if you can find that brown haired girl.
Oh yeah,
with the little X-ray thing.
Ashley is if you watched anything on Amazon, you get an X-ray.
Patty.
Karen. You get to look at the characters in this.
No, her name's Patty. Karen's the name of the actress.
Where do you see Patty?
She's right there, the brown hair girl. It says Patty underneath. The character names are underneath. See, like Schroeder. Sure, they've erroneously put Schroeder's picture for Shermie.
Yes, Chris Dorman, Shermie.
I don't think any of these people. Bill Melendez was Snoopy?
Bill Melendez was Snoopy. Because it's probably the laugh. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So he directed.
Oh,
he made the laugh.
Cool. I don't think any of these people went on to be actors.
Peter Robbins.
I do know.
You know, I just realized Peppermint Patty was not in this. I wonder if she wasn't created for the strip yet.
Peppermint Patty and Marcy are later additions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Which is why that other character's name is Patty. I think they're 70s era Peanuts characters.
Let's see if there's any interesting trivia in the IMDb here.
I think half of the IMDb trivia is like mm-hmm. Patty is in the specials, not Peppermint Patty. The latter first appeared several years into the strip. The former phased out gradually, disappearing completely.
The original broadcast included some brief animated sections, which included the logo of Coca-Cola, the show's original sponsor.
Wow.
They've been edited out in subsequent broadcasts.
Oh, that's wild.
The version of the show broadcast on CBS TV until 1997 and older video releases are edited. They leave out a scene where the gang throws snowballs at a camp.
That's why I didn't know it.
Yeah, CBS, that's the reason why I don't know it. Oh, interesting.
That's wild.
When Lucy first changes the out slash real in sign on her psychiatric help stand, the sign is next to the word is. In subsequent shots, the sign is next to the word doctor. Interesting.
I also know that in... So, I don't know if a ton of people know this, but they made a number of Peanuts specials, including another Christmas one, up into I think the beginning of the early '90s.
Mm-hmm.
The second actress who plays Sally, the voice of Sally in the '80s, would grow up to be whatever the name of that lady is who was in the Black Eyed Peas.
What?
You know the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah.
The lady in it?
Fergie.
Sure. She was Sally in the 80s when she was a little kid.
Oh, cool.
Not in this one, but in the 80s stuff.
Oh, cool. Bill Melendez, the director, tried to talk Charles M. Schulz out of using biblical references, especially Linus's speech in the special. And Schulz probably won him over by saying, if we don't do it, who will?
Schulz was a Christian person, and that it was important to him to include that with these characters.
Yes, indeed.
Which is interesting because in the strip, Linus quotes the Bible frequently and often, which I think, how old do we think Linus is? 6 max?
Yeah.
Because Linus is younger than Lucy and Charlie Brown.
Now, here's an interesting...
And Linus has read the Bible.
And here's the last fact we'll give you before we close this out. Here's another interesting piece of trivia. It says that when they first saw the show, CBS executives were horrified at the idea of an animated Christmas special with such a blatant message.
Jesus.
They also strongly objected to the fact that the show had no canned laughter. In addition, they greeted Vince Guaraldi's jazz score as an intrusion in the special that audiences would never accept. However, when CBS learned to their astonishment of the special's spectacular ratings earned on its initial broadcast and the glowing reviews for it, the network promptly contracted the producers for more specials.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time CBS was wrong.
That is true. That is true. Good times all around.
Did it hold up for you, Jason?
I mean, how was it going to fail?
I don't know. When was the last time you watched this? Last year?
Yes. I don't know. Did we watch it last year?
I don't know. We watch it. I think so.
We watch it pretty regularly.
Yeah.
I mean, It's a Wonderful Life. It's definitely my Christmas movie, but yeah.
I would say this is my definitive Christmas
movie. This is really good.
Yeah.
I would love to see Spike's Cacti Christmas as a follow-up. I think that would be nice.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I like Spike.
You don't like the desert.
But I like Spike.
But you don't like
And
the
I like
desert.
His friend the cactus.
Somebody please draw Jason in the Peanuts style sitting under Spike's cactus
oh
with
him. Oh my God. If somebody does that,
I'll
send you a prize if you put that on Twitter.
All right,
man.
There you go.
Yeah, me sending, I'm always curious to see how many people actually listen to these audio commentaries.
So, yeah.
It'll be very interesting. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening to us talk about Peanuts. That has been it. I am Jason Love the Spike Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Thank you. Have a wonderful holiday season and goodbye.
Happy everything.